Hey, Trini, you ever heard the phrase having both feet on the ground?
Yeah, but I don't know if I know what it means. Something like being confident or some bullshit like that.
Yeah, like you're certain, balanced, like you're centered on old terra firma.
Oh, this isn't going to be another round of puns with you, is it? I won't be able to stand it.
Then dust yourself off and come in for a landing. We're going to field some questions about the secrets of Royal Oak High School, and our first episode is about the secrets below.
Our first story is so scary, you might soil yourself.
You see, puns about the ground aren't so turf after all.
So we're going to hit the ground running with the best new podcast. It's The Secret Raven.
From the Perch Sound Studio comes The Secret Raven, where we investigate the hidden history of Royal Oak High School. They don't want you to know, but we uncover the dark truths of what it means to be a raven.
The Secret Raven is hosted by Donovan Brown,
by Trini Lewis,
and by me, Jim Fallsworth.
So welcome, everyone. This is our premiere episode of a great podcast, and I gotta tell you, I had no idea how cool this would be until we actually started doing the stories.
Yeah, honestly, I'm still freaked out by it.
Yeah, can you believe the marks on the basement wall? I mean, like...
Okay. Let's do this in order, though. For our listeners, you have to know a couple of things about what we're going to be doing in each episode. Our plan is to have one featured investigation, which will take the majority of each podcast. Then we'll follow with two or three quick related stories that we'll call Curiouser and Curiouser.
Over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, that's from Poe.
So Trin, this first investigation is yours, correct?
Absolutely. We're going to look at some stories about the terrors under our own feet. There are a lot of weird stories about what we built the high school on, but until recently we didn't have any solid evidence of exactly what.
Yeah, rumors of secret tunnels, spy windows, swamps, and burial grounds.
But which of these are true? And what we found is, I think, worse than any of them.
So Royal Oak High School is sinking, and we can prove it. But what is it sinking into? That's what our featured investigation is all about.
And for the episodes Curiouser and Curiouser, we'll see if we can find out if our floors are solid enough to stand on and if the swamp rumors are true.
All right. Enough for an intro. Let's get to the story.
All right. Our first investigation finds us digging into a story that happened just a few years ago and has literally been covered up. There is something hidden under Royal Oak High School, and it's not just the basement tunnels. We didn't have any idea when we started this story what we were going to find, and I still can't believe it. But, okay, I'm just gonna say it, okay? Won't be prepare yourselves. There might be something alive beneath us.
I think there is. I mean...
So, what's the evidence, Trin?
So, what happened a few years ago is a floor cave in. I mean, really, the floor of Miss Maudlin's classroom literally collapsed and exposed a deep hole. She had to move her classes while the authorities took over and sealed it up. But what did they find? So, we're outside of Miss Maudlin's classroom. Around 4:30, Tuesday. The only people we've seen so far are the spring athletes just running around.
And I know how we can get in. I'm just looking for...
Excuse me. Can you help us? I left my backpack in this classroom today, and I need to get it to get my homework done.
Okay, so we're in. The small incident happened around, you know, the back of the classroom.
This is kind of creepy.
Here, just take this pole and tap the floor. See where we can, you know, locate it or something.
Okay. Did you hear something right there?
I'm not sure. Whatever they did to fix it, they were thorough.
You know, if we're going to really investigate this, it's obvious we aren't going to be able to do it from above.
You would guess that a collapsed floor would have an explanation. But it hasn't happened before or since.
And why nothing since? If the problem was solved, how did they solve it? Or is the cause of this hole something different? This is me on my own, Jim Fallsworth. And I'm recording this right now. I'm walking by Mr. McMahon's room right now. If you tap right here, it doesn't sound hollow. But then when you come over here, listen. It's a weird noise.
We decided not to stop there. It makes sense to us that the only way to find out was to take another approach. So we planned another field trip to the tunnels themselves.
I wish I had been there.
Oh, no, you don't. No.
This is really weird. How do I get caught down here?
How many tunnels are down here?
The custodian said there are at least 4 different tunnel systems, but this is the only one that gets close to the south end of the school. What is all this stuff? I wish I had a freaking flashlight.
So we should be talking to the listeners.
Yeah, here, you're right, okay. So we've been down here for a while. At first there were some lights in the hallways. Found some closets with books and old file cabinets. There's a part that goes to the gym and pool area, I guess. And there were those 2 doors that had a couple of steps down to them. Past them, the lights stopped working, but they were heading in the direction we wanted to go. So, you know.
Tell them how you got the key to get here.
No, I'm not gonna tell them that! Anyway, we were going through the doors and tried the light switches, and they weren't working. There's a bunch of stuff littering the floor. Some of it's like trash, you know, McDonald's cups and wrappers, and a bunch of little parts I don't know. We're using our phone flashlights, so they kind of suck. We're trying hard not to freak out. The walls are all cinder block. The floor is cement. There are some pipes along the ceiling. Water pipes, I think. It's kind of cold down here, but not as cold as I thought it would be.
Can't be that far, right? Maybe 50 feet? Seems like we've been walking farther.
We're just walking really slow. But wait, here's a corner where it turns left. That makes sense. We want to go left. I'm also hearing water, like there's a bathroom nearby or above us.
What are these?
No idea. Are they for the building or something? Are they? So Jim has these great big steel rods in his hands. They're about 5 or 6 feet long. There are a bunch of them laying on the floor. But each one has a kind of barb on it, like a hook. And like a fish hook, like you'd use for fishing. The other end has a handle or like a grip or something like that, kind of like on a bicycle, you know, handbars.
Shit!
Ah! I don't know! I don't hear it!
Maybe it was something above us in the hallway or something.
Should we go back? Can't be much farther.
Let's keep going. But I think... Yeah, I see something ahead.
You're still carrying one of those hooks.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so just a little ways from the hook things, the tunnel looks like it ends. Yeah, it just ends. A dead end.
But the cement is a different color. And there are a couple of loose blocks here on the floor.
What do you mean, different color?
Look! The dead end is lighter, newer. I think they made it later.
They were seeing it off. Look at this. It's like these 2 bricks bend out a little.
What? No, what do you mean?
They're not even, you know? Not smooth. They, you know, bulge out, like, you know?
Yeah. We should go.
Yeah, but you see it, right? They bend out!
Yeah, like they were-
Okay! We're going, but slow, okay? Nobody trips. Let's go.
Like they were being pushed, Donovan. It's like they were pushed. God, it freaks me out even to say it. It's like something was on the other side pushing.
Did you take a picture?
No, I was freaked out. I forgot. I'm sorry.
So what do we do about it? I mean, who do we tell?
We're doing it right now. We're telling everyone. There's something worth checking, like...
Hell yes, there's something worth checking. This is really scary, and it's right under our feet every day.
I know, But Trent, I don't think we're going to get any help from the school. I mean, after he went down there, I decided to ask Mr. Junior Meany about what he had heard, and all he said was there's nothing to it.
It's before my time. It's probably nothing to it.
I think we're going to have to leave it there for this episode.
But we promise we'll look more into it in the future episodes. This is too weird to leave it alone.
It's Chud, cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers.
Yeah, no. But I want to take this moment to turn to our last two tidbits today, Curiouser and Curiouser. So I knew what you guys were checking into, and so I thought I would follow up on some other areas that seemed like they might add something to your story. That was before you found the bricks and stuff, but...
Are you going to talk about the sinking floor in Chisnell's room?
Yeah, he swears it's true, and so I went to his room to talk to him about it. The story is that his classroom was redone during the renovation when they combined the schools in 2006, and when they laid the new floor, it was perfectly level and new. Now, though, there are dips and hollows, like it's sinking, and this is a cement floor, like the one in Miss Modlin's room.
So you checked it out?
Oh yeah, I talked to Chisnell and I tried your pull trick. I couldn't tell if there were any hollow spaces under the floor, but it definitely dips in two different places.
Like it might have caved in?
So here's what Chisnell had to say about it.
Has the sinking been getting worse?
Not really. Well, not in the last couple of years, anyway. You can feel where it dipped.
Yeah. Are there tunnels or a basement under your room?
No, I checked it a while ago. There's a basement entrance down the hall. It goes a different direction, though. I've always suspected it's the infamous swamp, you know, that the high school was built on in the 1950s, that the ground just isn't very stable. But recently I've wondered if it was a water supply line that leaked under the foundation and dropped it some. Yeah, that's why they cleared the trees out of the courtyards here. The roots were starting to crush the water lines. They might have leaked. I don't know.
So it wasn't a lot of help there, but I did check into the theory that he gave, which I've heard a lot, that Royal Oak High School is built on a swamp. Some people have said that it sinks a little bit each year.
What did you find out?
Not a lot. I really need to find a topographical map prior to the 1950s, when the high school was built. If you just ask people, they're pretty divided, with most people saying that the swamp is a myth. Even so, there are two details that are interesting. First, in 2014, when we had all the rain and the high school tunnels flooded, the elevator shafts had over 8 feet of water in them. It was like all the area around the high school is just emptied onto the property. The gym floor was ruined, the learning commons was wrecked, and just about everything in the tunnels was lost.
Well, except for some file cabinets and stuff in the tunnels we were in.
Yeah, makes me think that area has been sealed better against water. So the idea that Miss Modlin's floor collapsed because of water doesn't make much sense. Anyway, the other detail is small, but it makes me think getting a historical map of the area is needed. Tenhave Woods, right next to the high school, has a big trail in it that is called the Swamp Trail.
And why would it be called that if there was no swamp here?
My thinking, too. If there's some swampy problems at Royal Oak High School, it explains things like sinking floors and shifting bricks in the walls, flooded tunnels and stuff like that.
But if there isn't a swamp, or wasn't one...
Then I have to admit, I have no explanation for what you guys found out, and no explanation for why people aren't asking more questions about it.
And so we'll leave it there.
For now.
And so that brings us to the end of our first episode of The Secret Raven. We hope we've offered you some things to worry about under the floors of our beloved high school.
And we'll come back with more if we can dig further into the story. And guys, take the pun, I do mean dig.
But our next episode hacks open the walls of the school to see what hidden secrets we might find.
But no skeletons. Please, God, no skeletons.
You'll have to wait and see. But I will say that the asbestos scare in our building's history may have a bigger story than just hazardous chemicals.
And we'll look into a related curious story, why the Wi-Fi at the building sucks. It's just because so many of us are playing, you know, Fortnite instead of doing our algebra.
Something makes me think, though, that there's something else going on. This has been The Secret Raven. We'd like to thank our show's producer, Caroline Hilgrim. Today's episode was directed by me, Donovan Brown, and our two lead investigators are...
Trini Lewis
and Jim Spalsworth.
Our audio editor and resident tech guru is Kimmy Roberts.
Kimmy!
And our music is by River, Kevin McLeod, and Analog by Nature. I'm Donovan Brown, and to everyone at the Royal Oak High School, tell us your secrets.